Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lima, what's the reason people don't want AI? Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, they're certainly worried about losing jobs, right?
Well, more on that coming up at 7:45. I hope you guys are happy. You're costing everybody a bunch of jobs. Hope you're thrilled. Taking food off their table. But what's the other reason about AI?
It's going to have so many people just sitting at home arguing over things like OTA video. OTA video of quarterbacks and documenting of their throws in each and every one of them.
I want people to just admit something, though, about that. So Mary Kay put out the video of Shedeur Sanders throwing what everybody thought was a touchdown pass. It was at the back of the end zone. She said the foot was on the line of Caden Davis's foot, who was the receiver at the time. And people were bickering back and forth. Can we just admit that this is fun? There's a hell of a lot more fun than anything. Can we just admit it that there's, have you or have you not just thought for a second, even the nastiest of you, the most cynical, the most bitter, the Drew Carey's of Browns fans. Or boy, he's as ugly as it gets about the Browns, man. If you're even like Drew Carey, you're telling me, if you have any notion about the Browns, you haven't thought about it, even at a stoplight while you're listening to the fan or something. Hey, what if Kenny Pickett does end up being good? You haven't thought about, hey, what if Dylan Gabriel, what if he is, what if that's finally our guy? You haven't thought for just a moment, even the most cynical, the most nasty of you, haven't been at a stoplight listening to one of these shows on The Fan from 6 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night or whenever you're listening and thought, you know what? What if this Shedeur Sanders, what if these teams all got this guy wrong? What if he's our Tom Brady? We found him in just for a split second. And then the light turned green and off you went back to hating him for all I know. You're telling me that this isn't fun? It's a quote unquote circus. You don't want to be around it. It's typical Browns. They're going to mess this whole thing up. They may very well mess it up. I don't know how I feel about this in September, but I think I know how I feel about it in June. And it's refreshing.
Well, there hasn't really been a circus. I have to say, there really hasn't been a circus. I mean,
the
like,
circus is created by all of us, fans, media, everybody.
Well, how much national media has even been there? It's not what I thought it was going to be.
But there's been some ESPN folks.
This was not Johnny Manziel.
No.
Johnny Manziel had way more national media. No. And I would even say the Baker had a little bit more. I do think as much as we talked about, this is the story of the summer, they're not sending the national media here like I thought we would to see Shedeur. That has not happened nearly like what I thought.
You will have your week during Hall of Fame week when the national media comes here when they go on their tour, and we are going to be reading a lot of Shedeur Sanders' conversation then and how good he looks or how bad he looks or whatever he may look. But I think you got to come out and admit you like the content. You're curious of the content. That's why I see people saying, this is ridiculous. We're breaking down OTAs. The fans are breaking down OTAs. Yeah, because before, there was no chance that you wanted to break down any OTAs. We were talking about zip on a quarterback that I think a lot of us didn't really have a lot of faith in to begin with. This, dare to dream for a minute. that any one of these three other guys, Joe, the reason I don't put Joe in that category is because Joe's 40 years old. We've already seen the best of Joe. But any one of these other three guys, you dare to dream for a minute. If there's been a set of years where quarterbacks from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different sizes and shapes and colors, if there's a year that any quarterbacks can be the next big thing, it's been these years. Offenses have changed. The way we think about offenses have changed. There is not any certain prototype anymore. And it leads us to kind of say a bunch of different crazy things that might not be true, and that might be upsetting and frustrating to some level. But man, I see the stuff about Shedeur Sanders. I'm like, man, this is fun. This is fun. People care about OTAs. They care about this football team. They care about the team getting better. You want to make the thing better. And again, in October, maybe it's all going to be some terrible suck-ass situation that no one wants to be a part of anymore. But looking at it right now, I'm having a lot of fun. Kimberly Martin is saying that there's some people in the building having some fun and that Shedeur Sanders can be the starting QB.
Listen, in that building, there are people who believe Shedeur can 100% be the starter of this football team. You said it's incumbent upon the Browns to put him in a situation. It's also incumbent upon Shedeur to do the work, which at talking to people in that building, they have said he is soaking up everything like a sponge in the QB rooms, talking to Flacco, wanting to learn. And also, let's not forget, Dillon Gabriel, we spent a lot of time talking about Shedeur, but Dillon Gabriel is a guy who's drafted in the third. One source said to me, he is everything you want in a quarterback. He's just small. If he were a little taller, a lot of people would be looking at Dillon Gabriel a little differently. At least that's how they feel in their building. So they have a very interesting quarterback situation, and Shedeur has a path.
Audio courtesy ESPN. When it comes to Dillon Gabriel, you can't coach size, you can't coach him up, can't coach him to be taller. It is what it is in so many ways. It seemed that he struggled a little bit yesterday, and it's a bad day to struggle because the media is there and everybody's paying attention to it. So we'll talk more about Dillon Gabriel with Mary Kay coming up at 8:22. But with Shedeur, would you be surprised if he were your week one starter?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you be nervous if he were your week one starter?
Well, you know what? Boy, you said nervous. Because of the investment they made in him, a fifth round pick, I wouldn't be nervous at all.
I'd be terrified for him.
Well, hold on. If his career... Yeah, but I'm not invested in Shedeur the way maybe that you are.
Oh, I am.
Well, so wait. You're anticipating...
It's my favorite football team.
Are you saying that is the quarterback of the future for the Browns, Shedeur?
No.
Because I've assumed that he's probably not. The fact that he was taken where he was taken.
What I'm nervous about is that you were
to
take...
So what's to be nervous about?
Because it's still a guy that fell in the draft, and you're putting him as QB1 to start the year against defenses that are actually playing for keeps now. OTAs are fun. This is... None of this... I mean, the teaching and what you can get matters, but all the conversation around it, us talking about... It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. This actually counts.
See, my thing is, Kenny, if he was starting week one, I'd be excited. I'd been like, holy cow, they were going to be very conservative. They were going to trot out either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett. The fact that Shedeur has risen in the ranks all the way to starting week one for a team that most think are going to be really bad, that tells me that he has really impressed everybody in that building. And that, to me, would be like, hey, maybe he's actually got a chance here.
If he starts week one, I'm even more nervous for a couple of different reasons. One, I want him to be successful, and you start a season with a guy who is a fifth-round pick, whatever. I'm going to be nervous for him. I don't know if he's going to be able to protect himself within the confines of what an NFL game is, too. I got to look at everybody in that front office and go, wait a minute. He's your week one starter now against the Cincinnati Bengals on September 7th. Do any of you know what you're looking at when it comes to a quarterback? Do any of you do? Because if he ended up being good, I'd say, great, we're good.
No, you wouldn't care.
But they got lucky.
Yeah.
They got lucky.
The teams get lucky.
You took a guy in the third round.
San Francisco got lucky.
You took a guy in the third round. You puffed your chest out. Yes.
And they went to the Super Bowl.
Totally true. You got lucky with Brock Purdy. And that's fine. But I would have major concerns about our front office still where it's like, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And you guys got lucky with Shedeur Sanders, and that's great. What are you going to do to put around him? Because I still have major questions about everything else, including how you evaluate the most important position, because you took a guy in the third round ahead of him, and I don't even know if you had a thought to take Shedeur Sanders. And if Shedeur ends up being your first over, your week one starter, then what are you looking at with the quarterback other than you just got lucky?
To that, though, I already have all those concerns about the front office and their drafting and their evaluating the talent. I mean, obviously, I have those concerns because I said, in the offseason, if it were me, I would make the change. I would go in a new direction with the front office. They did not. They Andrew Berry is still there. They value stability. Okay, yes, I have all those concerns you just said. Made no sense to me. Certain acts, certain parts of their draft did not make much sense to me at all. Doesn't mean I don't think there might be good players there. Doesn't mean that I don't think they might get lucky. Hey, teams do get lucky. I mean, I can't say that the Baltimore Ravens didn't get a little lucky with where they drafted, you know, their future two-time MVP. I mean, clearly they did.
I get that. And then I would look at it and say, if he were even better than what people expect, then I think, why didn't you go out and get somebody you might be able to? Why didn't you take him in the third round?
Yeah, I agree.
Why didn't you take anybody that can help him out? Now I got this other QB that probably isn't going to get a shot. I got Zach saying he's not even of NFL caliber, which is probably a strong commentary, but that's what he said. That's not what I said. Why couldn't we get anything more? Like, I, in a weird way, I'd feel so great that we got lucky and we finally got this guy. And then I go, all right, what are you guys going to do in the first round now to help this kid out? And are you guys going to go ahead and pick wrong square pegs and round holes and wrong players to help out Shedeur Sanders? Because unless he is the next Tom Brady, he's going to need some help getting off the ground. And my God, if they go out there and they continue to do this, you're going to have a real big problem on your hands here, Tone. I think a lot of people would be surprised. I think a lot of people would be angry. I think a lot of people would be excited. I'd just be scared. I'd be afraid for them. I'd be afraid for him. I'd be nervous. I'd be shocked, and then my first reaction would be nerves.
Yeah, I might say
Super Bowl, nervous. Super Browns with you to get myself excited about it, but I think I'd be trembling.
I'd be nervous in a good way because I already assume this year is not going to be a good year, so I'm not worried about losing games. Are you? Who cares?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
They're supposed to lose at least 12 games.
And I want to negate that as much as I possibly can. Why wouldn't I be worried about losing games?
I got to go back to what we talked about yesterday about what your goals were for this season. I'm assuming bad season. I'm assuming Vegas is accurate. I don't think we have the 32nd best roster in the NFL, but maybe we just have different expectations for the season.
I don't think we have different expectations. I expect them to lose double digit games. If that's 10 or 13 or whatever, I expect them to lose double digits. But I'm not going to be fine with it. I don't know. I don't want to have to fire people and look for other people and have to do all this over again and feel like I wasted two quarterbacks when I'm going to use two more picks. I'm going to use four picks on quarterbacks over the next 2 years. Do we not know this? Like, depending on how this thing works.
I think because I know.
At worst, we'd use three.
I think that's the.
At best, we'd use three.
That's why I feel like I do, because I already can't believe we're in this situation. And because we've got the quarterbacks that we took inexplicably in the third round and the fifth round.
We agree with each other, but I get what you're saying.
But I'm not going to be sitting there with the butterflies that I have for, like, Ohio State, Michigan. Like, no, we're supposed to lose a bunch of games.
I will have butterflies.
The rest of the league assumes we're going to lose a bunch of games, and the rest of the league assumes we're going to be taking a quarterback, maybe number one overall next year, maybe two or three.
I will have butterflies, without a doubt, because I want him to do well. I want Dylan Gabriel to do well. You know what? If they just started Kenny Pickett week one or something like that, or certainly Joe Flacco, I don't know if I'm feeling confident. I'm just feeling...
Well, Sam Monson thinks you're wasting the year.
I'm feeling better. I don't... Because Sam looks at it from 30,000 feet. I'm sorry. You have to spend some time with the people actually in the building at some point. No offense to Sam. I respect Sam. Eraser phrase. But if we're just going to sit here and talk about that, I can give you example after example of teams that, yeah, felt that they were wasting the year winning some football games. And again, we oddly find them at the top of the draft every single year. The teams that think you're wasting time winning football games are always at the top of the draft because they're still losing football games.
I guess it's just we philosophically, me and you, one of the things we've debated over the years, I've always said, hey, when you have lower expectations, it's easier for you to watch. Like when Baker came in that first year, I had no expectations. And so when he played well right away, I was like, holy cow, this is exciting. When they have no expectations, which is what they have this year, you take the nail biting out of it. Like I'm not going to be sitting there week one worried about whether they lose. I'll be like, well, the expectation is lose. Low expectations, I think, sometimes can be fun because anything will come off looking pretty good.
I just don't see it that way. I think there's so much there. I don't want to waste another year.
I think you're setting yourself up for failure because if you are coming in saying they're not going to win a bunch of games, but I'm nervous. For Shador, when he goes out there, I'm like, yeah, probably a fifth round pick starting for one of the worst teams in football. That normally is a formula for bad season.
So I'm setting myself up for failure?
Yeah, if you are coming in nervous already about what you think the reality is probably going to be, like, yeah, it's probably not going to be a good viewing experience for Ken Carmen week one if Shador Sanders is the starter.
Well, what if he ends up being good?
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's going to be amazing. That's why I'm saying I'm in a good place with that.
I want to trust.
That will be so much fun.
I want to trust the people evaluating him.
I don't think you have that trust. Do you?
No.
Sound like
God,
you do.
No.
So that's already
sound
gone.
Like it, no.
For them to win that back, that would be fun.
It would be, but it would be even more despairing if I lost even whatever trust I have. I were to lose even more and then throw up my arms on this. I don't want to have to use, at best, three picks on a quarterback, Nick, for this year and next year. I don't want to have to do that. And in all reality, you're probably not going to be as bad as what some think you're going to be. So if you win six or seven games, you're going to have to use four picks on quarterbacks.
You're taking the over then on the season.
On the
season. Well,
we're
probably not
as
bad.
If I'm taking six or seven wins, but six or seven wins still isn't going to be good. There's going to be plenty of people saying same old Browns. You're going to lose to some of these teams that are still going to look at you in a different way. And it's another year older for all your good players.
No, I disagree. If they won seven games with Shador, you'll be really excited.
If they won seven games and they don't have to draft a quarterback next year, that's a huge, huge win.
Yeah, that means you've taken a big step forward at the most important position in football.
That means you're using those two first-round picks on things that help Shador or Dillon Gabriel.
If you're winning seven games with Dillon Gabriel or Shador Sanders, I think there's a conversation to hold on to Shador or Dillon Gabriel. Mm-hmm. If you're winning six or seven games, let's call perception what it is. You win six or seven games with Kenny Pickett, I think we're talking Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, and the list goes on.
Drew Aller.
We're having that conversation, man. There is no doubt about it in my mind. But yeah, I'd be nervous for Shador and everybody involved if he were the week one starter. I would want those fears to be calm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.